How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Now, Susie, you have not turned off the fan.
I haven't turned off the fan. Oh, it's great to see a bit
of fan. Oh, it's always great to have a fan here.
Okay.
Let's leave it in. It's nice.
Okay,
let's
cool.
leave people, it in. People, people your listeners like it. It feels spontaneous. It feels like, oh, they're just normal people.
Just no, we're not normal people. We're
podcasters, actually.
Yeah, and it's really hard to get a podcast, so...
You know. Yeah. So we've just had quite an exciting breakthrough, I feel, where our producer, Talia, has just said, well, firstly, that her name is
Talia.
It's actually Talia. And then she said, we can call her Tals.
We can call her Tals. So
I think that's a great way to...
To start the show by saying, guys, our friendship with our producer has...
Has really galvanized. Really grown. Really grown today.
So, and I've also learned how to say her surname, which is really exciting. It rhymes with platypus. So now I'm just going to call her the platypus.
Who wouldn't love to be called that?
The platypus.
Now, where does that animal live? Honestly, in Australia. I feel like it's one of those ones that lives
It lives in Australia and it like goes under the water a lot, doesn't it? It has a beak.
It has a beak, doesn't it?
It's like a seal.
Duck-billed platypus?
Yeah, it's like a seal with a beak, isn't it?
Is that right?
Something like that.
I feel like as a child, you spend a lot of time identifying animals.
Which you'll never see as an adult.
Yeah, you'll never do that. You'll never... It's just sustaining the zoo industry, isn't it?
Is that what you think it is?
Yes, I do.
Well, how do you feel about zoos?
I feel sort of warm. No, I think they're fine if they're like...
Conservationists.
For conservation and like...
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do you feel about the zoos?
I don't know. I feel always feel a bit sad when I'm like, oh, I'm paying money to like watch you in your little cage.
Well, hopefully they're not in little cages.
No,
that
but it's
be
like,
really
oh my god, look at the thing that the monkey's doing. It's like throwing itself around. It's like, yeah, that's because it's like manically depressed.
Is that true though?
I don't know, but I feel like it probably would be. I might write a blog.
Maybe I feel a blog coming on.
I feel.
I don't know. I don't know if that's. I mean, it would be harrowing to see them in something they felt uncomfortable. But I think. Yeah, no, there sometimes is something a bit sad about them. And
oh, like,
not
have
on
you seen
own.
That SeaWorld film?
No.
Blackfish?
No.
Oh, my God, it broke my heart. Do you mean, actually, this actually does link to theme. Guys, hey, here again with the theme.
Hard
Susie Ruffle.
On the theme, yeah.
Hard on the theme front. This week we're talking about charity, which sort of links to the film Blackfish. So Blackfish is...
Not the film Sweet Charity, which actually is great.
Oh, it's a great film.
But sorry, tell us about your depressing whale one.
That was me being the one with the trumpet.
That was good.
Thanks, babe. So, Blackfish is about orcas, which are also known as killer whales, but they like to be called orcas now. Not that they've said it. I mean, people don't want me...
You've got to call them orcas now. Is that because
What's
that's
it
the
saying?
Noise... Is that the noise that it makes? It's orca.
Yeah.
Orca.
Well, they do that sort of
sonos? There's that sound system you've got in your
flat. Yeah, they've got a sonos.
That's
great.
They're doing great for themselves. It's probably the royalties from that film.
Yeah, or Free Willy.
Oh, yes. Free Willy was good, wasn't it?
Look.
Yeah.
Tom, this is a very serious thing.
Oh, sorry, everybody. Yeah. Yeah, come on. Tell us about the dead dolphins.
It's really sad.
No, I know.
It's really sad. So it's about... So these orcas are, they're naturally not animals that would, they're not violent animals. And then they end up like killing their trainers because their trainers are like, oh, look, what we're going to do is we're going to take you from living in the beautiful ocean to living in a swimming pool.
Well, I like swimming pools.
And then you're going to have to like sort of dance for these like fat Americans that come and watch you.
Oh my God. Same thing happened to Judy Garland.
Very similar. And I mean.
Look how she ended up. Drunk
dead.
At the London Palladium. And eventually dead.
And eventually dead.
All the drag queens went mad.
What, when she died?
At her funeral, that was supposed to be the sort of slightly romanticised, I think, catalyst that led to the Stonewall riots.
Oh, really?
The drag community, I think, had come back from Judy Garland's funeral. I might be getting this wrong. But came back from watching Judy Garland's funeral in New York. And they went back to the bars on the Stonewall bar. And the police were giving them hassle. And they were like, no more! Not today. And that's what
I mean, it feels like a lie, but I love that you're really running with it.
I feel like it's along the lines of that film that everybody hated as well that was called Stonewall. not everybody hated, but I think a lot of people hated, didn't they?
I didn't see it.
I had.
But Blackfish is very sad.
So, Stonewall Riots, orcas. Discuss. So, okay, shall I watch Blackfish or not?
Oh my God, yeah, watch it. It's heartbreaking.
I don't fancy being heartbroken. I've got enough of that.
I love watching a film that makes you cry.
Do you?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, well, I'll watch. Oh, someone bought me for my birthday once, Dancer in the Dark with Bjork. Have you seen that?
No.
Never watch it.
Is it harrowing?
Harrowing. For days. A bit like Requiem for a Dream. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that confused me.
Confused you? Why?
Isn't that the one that's like all sort of in different time zones? No, it's not, is it?
Different time zones?
No, I've not seen Requiem for a Dream.
What are you thinking of? Are you thinking of Inception? No?
I don't know what I'm thinking. What
different time zones? Like just different people in different parts of the world? Getting jet lag?
Yeah. No. Oh, I don't. Tom, I don't know. I've lost my train.
Yeah. Choo-choo. Missed that there one. Well, okay. So we'll try and see Blackfish. Now, what? The theme today is charity, not the film Sweet Charity.
Yeah.
Do the trumpet impression again. So talented. And she tap dances.
Guys, I'm available. My diary is wide open for someone to make me a huge star.
Did you see Gypsy, by the way?
Yeah, loved it.
Oh, yeah. You went to see it before me.
Yeah.
I love that idea of like, the Orpheus Circuit. We're going to get you on the Orpheus Circuit. And then all these like circuits of vaudeville they were to get on.
I know. I'd love to be living in vaudeville.
Chow Mein. We're going to have Chow Mein. She was obsessed with...
Chow Mein. Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Chow Mein.
The Chinese place next door.
Yeah.
I would really love to live in sort of the vaudeville era and be one of those girls that dressed up as a boy.
Oh, that would be a funny...
And saying things like, me and my girl.
Oh,
that I love to hear you singing. They always had really like those terrible Mockney accents, didn't they?
Yes.
Oh, come on, I'm just looking for a girl.
Like Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady.
Yes.
I like that sort of 1930s.
Like Tipping the Velvet.
Oh, yes, Tipping the Velvet. But was that about that? Did that have like Mockneys in it?
Yeah, that
had
was
Rachel
in
Rachel Sterling
the,
in it, didn't it?
Yeah, she had
a very good.
She had a really Mockney accent in it.
Oh, was she doing a bit of the Mockneys?
Yeah, there's this really awkward bit where she goes, "May I kiss you?"
Oh,
it's quite a hard
but
line.
They talk like that? I don't know if they talk like that back then, or we've just got the sense from people like Celia Johnson occasionally doing a Cockney accent and things like this Happy Breed, where she's like, "Oh, yeah. I'm very sorry. I'm sure. I'm sure nobody ever spoke like that. Like, oh, Queenie, don't be saucy."
I love the name Queenie.
I do too, actually. My friend Sarah, we sometimes call her Queenie.
I sometimes call you Queenie, but that's behind your back. Oh,
what's
wrong with
that? That's more an adjective than a noun.
I don't know the difference. So charity, Tom. Mm.
Do you give?
As much as I can.
Yeah, which is?
Not that much. No, I do.
Well, I tell you what, I'm signed up to things. Give £2 a month to Amnesty. I don't remember signing up to that one, but they do good work. But chill out on the emails, all right, guys?
Change.org. I mean, I get an email from them every day.
Change.org. Are you with that one?
Oh my God, they get in touch with me more than my agent, which is part of the reason I can't give to all of them.
Maybe like if you're one of those charities that emails all the time, maybe like concentrate less on emailing me and more on lobbying and what else do charities do?
Oh, Tom, careful there.
What?
I think they do spend quite a lot of time lobbying and things.
Oh, but just all those emails.
I know, they
time.
Do send a lot of emails.
And then, but then I'm, I did got phoned by UNICEF. I give them £5 a month.
That's very good of you.
Yeah, is it though? I mean...
I do World Vision as well. They got me years ago. They've had a £5 a month throughout the last 10 years.
I mean, it's a lot, isn't it, when you add it up? I'm not paying. This isn't very charitable, is it? But that's £60 a year. That's £600 you've given them.
I know. What a nice person.
What a nice person you are.
So on that note, we're going to ask you to start giving to the podcast.
We're not. What would we spend it on if we did? We'd
the coffee
it the
before
wall.
The show.
Oh, the coffee before the show, which is just starting to, I think I'm in the second stage of that, second wave of that now.
Of your coffee high?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, I think it's, I like worry with charity because with things like obviously we've got a friend that, and a number of friends actually that have just been over to Calais.
Oh yes,
to aid with or Lesvos to aid with the sort of refugee crisis.
Yes,
and I get so angry about it because I'm like, oh, if you know,
what do you get angry about them going to help?
Oh God, no, not them going to help. No,
Susie,
like
this is
it's a really ugly
this
side.
It's
angry.
Not very generous, obviously.
Like everyone, you know, so many people have to give, which is nice that people are giving. But I'm like, oh
I'm
God,
if
David
on.
Cameron can sort of like bail out Amazon for not paying their tax, why can't he give a massive donation?
But yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, okay.
He hasn't bailed out Amazon, but Amazon haven't paid. Amazon have paid like a tenth of the tax, and they've just sort of like written off the rest.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and that is, I think that's a traditional socialist ideal, which is often forgotten, that I think a lot of traditional socialists will say, I don't believe in giving to charity. It should be something that's covered by the state. And you when you take a step back and you go like, yeah, why don't we just pay more tax? And then the state, I'm sure there's a counter argument to it.
Yeah,
I'm just
course.
Not aware of it. But you know, why are we paying for, I don't know, like something, no, not why are we paying, but why are we paying for it in this way? Like as a sort of, you know, which always relies on the benevolence of others who may or may not, you know,
it's always,
and rich people may give to charity, but they might on a whim choose not to. And so charities suddenly are in a position where they're like, well, I don't know, can we do this research into cancer or
whatever?
Yeah,
I know. Whereas
if it was from the government, it would be more stable.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I feel like if that was the case, we probably would, you know, we'd be further along in finding cures for things.
Well, that's possible, I guess. I don't know well, because no. I didn't do any research. But we were going to have our friend come on and talk about her trip to KLA today, but she couldn't come. But
which wasn't very charitable. No, we're joking.
but I think that was a very positive thing to do, a very positive way to use time. I like.
Yeah, I think so too.
I like. I don't know. It seems like almost quite a shocking thing to do as well. I thought, like, oh my god, I didn't know you could actually do that. I thought,
yeah, like
films.
You just hear about people that go and help.
A horrible person, I do.
Yeah, you're terrible.
Yeah, terrible. Have you ever volunteered for a charity?
No, I haven't. I've tried. I wanted to. Sometimes it's really tricky, isn't it? Like, I won't mention the charity, but I tried to get in touch with the charity, being like, oh, I'd like to mentor like a young gay.
I mean, the charity was cancer research.
Yeah,
so
and
totally
they were
irrelevant.
Like. We don't do anything with gays. We're trying to find a cure. And jokes, guys, jokes. Don't write in. Tom's receiving enough emails as it is. He hasn't got time to read your complaint. But then the amount of hoops that I had to jump through to try and like take an old gay out to tea or young gay out for coffee.
Oh, really? You had to jump through a lot of hoops?
Yeah.
Was it more of a circus school?
It was more of a circus school. Now that I think about it.
Hang on a second. That wasn't a charity at all. So what you wanted to take an old gay out for a cup of tea?
Yeah, I wanted to get in touch with like an old gay person.
Oh,
who
I'm
didn't
sure there's plenty of them if you just go in a florist or something. Oh, that's an unfortunate stereotype, isn't it?
What, like an old gay man hanging out in florists?
Probably. I'm just stereotyping wildly.
I think more like the cravat section of a John Lewis.
Well, you'll also find me there. Well, of course. Of course.
But I'd love to do something like that. But I'd prefer to do something sort of, you know, I sort of give as much as I can to charity, and I do quite a lot of charity gigs, which is sort
yes,
of, I think...
Yes, I do. I love a charity gig.
Which I feel is sort of like your own way of giving back.
A charity gig once, which was one of the worst experiences.
Oh my god! Someone asked me the day how you and I met.
Oh, who?
In like an interview.
Your therapist.
Thing. My therapist. That's right.
When did he first appear in your life?
And I was saying it was that charity gig, the charity of which we won't mention.
We shall not name.
But it was very hard, and I died on stage about 7 minutes, and then sort of gave up.
Yeah, they just carried on.
They just talked over us.
I think basically they wanted like a loud drag queen to come up on stage and shout
luckily
at them and sing a song.
Luckily, you had your wig on you. So
luckily, I had my wig on me. But I like it was just like, I mean, it's very precious of me to say, but certain environments don't lend themselves well to stand up.
Oh, God,
I mean,
no, not at all.
Certainly ones where people aren't like listening. So the idea of you like going up and be like, can you listen to me, please?
Excuse me, stop having conversations with people that you already know. Listen to something that you've never heard of. Hello, hello.
Just sort of doesn't work, and that sort of made me a bit irritated with them. So maybe a bit uncharitable.
Yeah, that was tricky.
But no, only towards them. It's very cruel of me to say.
Didn't you win tickets to a West End show that night?
I did actually, yeah. I did. I couldn't go. I went, it was tickets to Priscilla.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go. And so I gave them to my mum and dad, and they had the time of their lives. Dad said it's the best show he's ever seen. Best show he's ever seen.
What was
great
it?
Tickets to.
Cocks and Frocks on a Rock.
Just what the world needs now, a cock and a frog on a rock. Yeah. He loved it. I mean, not just that bit. I think they had a lovely time. You know it's lovely costumes, isn't it? But so there was a silver lining to that cloud. And the charity does a lot of good work, but I just found that fundraising event
very tricky.
Very difficult. But that is where we first bonded.
It is.
I got some flowers from it as well. What did I do with the flowers?
Oh, Tom, I don't know. It's about 5 years ago.
You gave them away. I was so angry. What? Angry. Isn't that cruel?
You received flowers like you just won Miss World.
I did feel like Miss World. I personally believe... Have you seen that video?
No.
Miss World or Miss Universe winner in America. And you know where they have to sort of answer a question about like, what do you think about politics? And she was going, I personally believe that... the troops and the persons in Iraq and such like should personally, and she doesn't make any sense. It's a really funny video.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh. But we must be charitable.
We must be charitable towards people. I try to be sort of like, you know, always being, you know, kind.
Yeah.
It's quite hard. Some people make it ever so tricky.
Well, I think in that gig where we met, which was a charity gig, and that, you know, like now I think we'd be a lot more like relaxed about it. I think it was a certain point that was, like you say, 6 or 7 years ago probably. Mm. And not as long as that?
No, about 5.
Okay.
I mean, does that matter? I don't know why that matters. Yeah. I don't know why I just picked you up on that. That wasn't very charitable. Sorry, Thomas.
No, that was a little bit pedantic of you.
Yeah, it was a little bit mean, wasn't it?
No,
a little bit
really.
Bitchy.
But I think like 5 years on, I'd feel a lot more relaxed about that situation. Yeah. I think I'd have a much more of a... It's just what you have when you get a bit older, you start to see the big picture a bit more.
Yeah.
Because back then I was very... I think because it was in a gay bar, and I think I felt like very much on show. A sort
oh,
of place
me
traditionally
too,
that I've
yeah.
always found very judgy and very insecure in, to be like thrust on a stage yeah. and then ignored with like, oh God, this is a huge
terrible,
magnification
yeah.
of everything I already feel.
God, yeah, I think that the gay community could often do being a little bit more charitable in like social events.
What, like, do you mean as in financially or as in...
Oh, I'd love... Oh, God, if there is a wealthy older gay man listening that would like to buy me a house, let me tell you, I am well up for that.
Oh,
but
yes,
also,
like
just... We could live together. We could live with you. But...
We wouldn't mind.
We wouldn't mind.
Zone
I've got
mum,
a cat
probably.
And a wife, but if that can come...
My mum and dad also would love to come too. Anyway, so yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be a weird setup? Me, you, a malevolent old gay.
Old gay.
Your parents, my partner... And my cat.
It sounds like a fabulous sitcom. In fact, wasn't that the sitcom we were talking about the other day that we couldn't remember the name of with, what's her name? Who had the husky voice who was in the Bond films. Oh, with the McGann brother.
I don't think you were having that conversation with me.
I'm sure we were. I'm sure we had this conversation on the podcast because somebody tweeted me and said, the thing you're thinking of is this. And now I can't remember.
Oh, well, I'm so pleased that they bothered to take the time. Thank you so much.
Oh, what was it? Oh, hang on. I'm going to look it up. Carry on talking.
What, am I just going to fill time?
Yeah, just feel like I did the other week when you turned up late. I mean, it wasn't your fault, but I still had to fill in.
You did. I think that gays could be more charitable socially. You know, like when you go into a gay environment. For example, I was at a gay function a little while ago.
A gay function?
Yeah, a gunction. And... And there were some very cool East London lesbians. And I was in a queue behind one of them to go to the bathroom. And I sort of said, oh, this is nice, whatever, you know. And she just sort of like the upper hand. Yes, I do remember that.
The upper hand.
And she's just sort of scowled at me. And I thought, oh, you're not Cara Delevingne. Have a word with yourself. And even if you were Cara Delevingne, like, oh, pipe down.
Who is Cara Delevingne?
Oh, she's that model that's come out as gay or a bit gay or a bit bi or something or other. She goes out with St. Vincent, who's a singer.
Oh, you're not a fan, I can tell.
No, I am a fan. I think she's very cool. I was very pleased that she came out. I thought it was a very positive thing.
Okay. But this person sort of was acting like they were Cara Delevingne.
No, they were acting like they were like someone that was just like, oh my God. Like, she looked at me like, why are you talking to me? And I was like, I don't know why I said Cara Delevingne. Like, you're not Madonna.
Oh, I see.
You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're not Mary J. Blige.
Yes, I suppose, yes, charitable in that sense, I suppose. Yes, sometimes. But then gays love a benefit, don't they?
Gays love a benefit.
They love it. I mean, not stereotyping at all here.
No, really not. I'd love to be invited to Elton John's AIDS ball.
I'm sure that's possible.
I don't think it's called that, is it? Do I need to apologise?
I don't know
white
if
tie
Sir Elton is listening to this. But,
white tie and tiara?
Yes,
it's benefit
that.
for AIDS Day,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Elton John AIDS Foundation, I think, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would be a power gay event.
Oh, my God, so many power gays.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you see other gays in public, do you want to, like, smile?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, like when a dog sees another dog.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, my God, hi. Have I said this before?
You said this 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Did I? Oh, God, yes, I'm so sorry. But I really feel like
but
it.
You do really feel like it.
Because
you're a very charitable gay.
Because gay. I think it's because there's some new gays in my road.
What?
I know.
In Archway.
I think there's a couple more lesbos have moved in. I saw them in the pound shop. What did they say? Oh.
What number do they live at?
I don't know.
The lesbos at 44?
The lesbos at 44. No, I don't know. I don't know what number they live at, but I keep seeing them and I keep... Do you mean they might just be two friends?
Well, they might be.
The worst case scenario.
Oh. So are they waving and being like, oh, hi, we're your local lesbians?
No, not at all.
And you'd be like, no, I think we are the local lesbians.
No, that's not happened at all yet. Do you mean I've just seen a girl with short hair next to a girl with slightly longer hair in the pound shop twice?
And it wasn't a mirror?
Okay, I'll get back to you next week.
What will you do with your lesbian neighbours? Will you invite them round for
hummus?
Yeah, I was going to say, what would be a traditional lesbian meal?
Do you mean that's not a thing? A traditional lesbian meal? Like, I don't know.
The traditional...
Tacos? Clamshells? What's a traditional homosexual meal?
Brunch.
Oh, yeah, well, that's just because you bitches just love to meet up.
We love to brunch because you don't
get up early enough for breakfast.
Yes, that
lesbians
is
lesbians would
me.
Be up early enough for breakfast.
You
and
get
then
up very early.
For a walk.
They would definitely go for a walk. You get
I
up
love
early and go to yoga.
How, when we first started this podcast, we were like, let's not be about cliches. You know,
we
let's
should
be
definitely
about inclusion.
Not make this about cliches.
And
we
now we're
definitely...
like, homosexuals have brunch. Lesbians have breakfast.
Lesbians are homosexual, Susie, before somebody tweets that in.
Are they?
Well, I don't know. You're the only one I know. That's not true either. But I think, yeah, they are.
Oh, okay, I'm so sorry, guys.
Homosexuals are, you know this.
It's just home, yeah.
But do you think homo gets often used to describe men?
Yeah, of course. But you call them mos.
Yeah, because I'm in a rush.
Forever in a rush, you and your mos.
Yeah.
I call a mo a moustache.
Oh, that must be very confusing. Although, in the Venn diagram, not totally unlinked.
No. Are you talking about lesbians? Oh.
Oh, Susie, we will be getting a lot of letters this week. So, what's your favourite charity?
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm.
The
Orcas, obviously.
Sorry?
The Orcas.
Oh, God, love the Orcas.
Yeah.
My favourite charity.
Oh, that's totally Orcs. That's what happens when an orca feels sort of embarrassed.
Yeah, we all got it.
Okay.
I don't know. I think they all do good things, don't they? Stonewall's very good.
Stonewall is very good.
I have some people are gay, get over it t-shirt. And some
people are gay, get under them.
That is what it should say.
That's my spoof on it. No one's picked up on it.
Oh my God. I'm going to have that made on a t-shirt.
But credit me, okay?
What? Just like a little C and Tom Allen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Some people are gay, get under them.
Yeah.
Some girls marry girls. Some girls get under girls. Yeah.
Great. Some people are gay, get over it. Stonewall, yeah, they do a good job. Who else?
Oh, yeah. Who are the people that look after young gays?
Albert Kennedy.
Oh, God, they're great.
They're very good.
They're
I've known about
good.
Them for a long time. I remember doing a lovely festival in Manchester called Queer Up North, which
yes.
is sort of, I don't know if this is fair, but Contact Theatre now do a festival of
yes.
queer art and queer.
I was there.
Stuff, which is brilliant. And so it means that Manchester still has a really great queer-centric festival. But I remember doing a gig for Queer Up North, and it was in aid of Albert Kennedy Trust, and it was so lovely. And all the people who work
they
there
do such
so,
fantastic work.
It's such a because it's quite a niche thing as well, isn't it? It's largely for like young people
who are homeless.
Homeless.
Who are sort of kicked out when they come out, it seems.
Often, yes. Or I think, if, yes, I don't know if it's exclusively that, but yes. I mean, it's quite, I think, like I say, it's quite a niche in many ways thing, but a very necessary thing. Very
yeah, but I think sometimes when charities are really precise like that, it means they're actually going to get a job done.
Very effective, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
What would you set up a charity for if you could?
Land Rights for Gay Wales.
Perfect. Orcas.
Orcas. I don't know, but I do... Obviously, there are so many charities. I'm doing one for Women's Aid tomorrow.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's for I do quite a lot of gigs for domestic violence charities.
Oh, very noble. Yeah,
well,
very
I know. It's not because I'm trying to be noble. It's just
I'm not saying
something
it's a
for,
contrived thing, but it's a good thing.
Yeah, they often have like, you know, a bill full of female comics, which is great. And just sort of, you know, like shedding light and...
Yeah.
There was a shelter in Portsmouth that was being closed down, and we put on a gig and managed to sort of, not just the gig, obviously, there was a whole bunch of fundraising, but they managed to sort of keep it going for a bit longer before they got some more funding and sort of like a stopgap in between funding where they thought they weren't going to be able to like man the evening shifts and stuff. And we did a few gigs, and then they did some other, you know, events as well, and they managed to keep it going for a bit longer. And I think that sort of thing is very important. So I feel like, I don't know, with charity, it's always... It's feeling like there's that you can reach out and that a hand will be there.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing. And I think there are...
The third estate, I think, is it sometimes called.
Is that what it's called?
Or the fourth estate? Or the
I don't
estate?
Know.
One of those. They're very good.
That's I think cool. so. What's your favourite charity? It's a weird thing to ask, is it?
I want to set up a charity that demands Fern Britton goes back on This Morning.
Oh my God, I would be 100% behind you.
Like, what is Fern Britton doing now? I thought she was always so great. I followed her from when she did Ready, Steady, Cook. Do you remember that?
Yeah, she's on Twitter a lot.
Is she?
Yeah.
Sometimes a sign of somebody not having that much on, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Twitter a lot as well, so.
Do you know what I mean?
Go figure.
And then, but what does she say on Twitter?
I don't know, she seems to be going quite a lot of walks.
Oh.
Like rambling.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to do. I thought she was great on This Morning. What
Maybe
happened?
Her and Claire Boulding could do a show together about it.
What about?
Rambling.
Oh, I was going to say, what are you insinuating? The, Claire Boulding hasn't had a gastric band. Isn't that what Fern Britton got?
Yeah.
That was what it was over. Oh, dear. But I still think, like, you know, it was a shame that she wasn't able to weather that storm. I just thought she was always
what,
a really...
She got a graphastic... Platypus, she might have to cut that bit. She got a gastric bat.
gastric bland. That would be like a... What would that be? Like a sort of really bland sandwich.
She got a gastric bland. Brand. Band. She got a gastric...
She got a gastric bland band. What was it? A bland sandwich that she didn't want around
She
anymore.
Got a gastric band and then she lost her job on This Morning.
No, I don't think it was as simple as that. Now I'll get in trouble. I don't know. Something about...
You brought up something you don't actually know about again.
I mean, it's... If there is any running theme with this podcast, it's me bringing up things I don't know anything about. I think what happened was it's something to do with she was promoting a weight loss thing. And then it turned out she had a gastric band.
Brand.
And the brand was too bland. But I don't know if that was from This Morning or if that was from the weight loss thing. But something happened. And then suddenly she wasn't on This Morning anymore. But I think she's really great.
Well, guys, tweet in. And if you're a friend of Fern Britton.
Please send her our
send
love.
Send her all of our love.
Yeah.
Well, is that it from us, Like Minded Friends, this week, Tom?
I think so.
Be charitable.
Be charitable. Be nice to each other.
Oh my God, it's like with Jerry Springer. Do you remember he used to
do
the shows?
Did. If you can't be nice to each other, be nice to me or something. What was it?
I mean, I don't think that's what it was, no.
If you can't be kind to each other, get under a gay person.
If you can't be kind to each other, get under a gay person.
Guys?
Guys? If you can't be good, be careful.
If you can't be good, be careful. If you can't...
Okay, I think I'm going to stop you there, Tom. Thank you for listening to Like-Minded Friends. Please join us again next week and subscribe.
Please do. Do subscribe on the iTunes. Okay.
Thanks then.
Bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.